nationwide warning to power down what you do not need tomorrow morning due to a potential electricity shortage. Grid operator Transpower is warning a cold snap and low wind generation could mean there's not enough power to meet demand between 7 and 9am. Here's a taste of some of the forecast morning temperatures: minus 2 in Waikato, minus 4 in Canterbury and minus 3 in Dunedin. Transpower says it's talking to electricity lines companies about shedding load from the system, including switching off hot water systems. Its CEO CEO Executive General Manager Chantal Bramley, I'll get the title right, joins us now. Kia ora, Chantal.
Kia ora.
This sounds a bit third world, doesn't it?
Well, we're doing everything we can to avoid power cuts tomorrow. All of industry is coming together to respond. It is an unseasonably cold weather pattern coming through. Demand is higher than it would be, but we've had a great response from industry.
It's autumn, Chantal. You expect cold weather in these months. How come we haven't planned for this?
Yeah, this time of year can be challenging. Generators are taking necessary scheduled outages to do maintenance on their power plants prior to winter. They have to do maintenance on these plants. It is unseasonably cold. We do anticipate cold weather, but we can see when we do have really cold snaps like this, the sort of challenges that we're facing for tomorrow's peak.
So, Chantal, am I hearing you correctly? Have some generators taken production offline to do maintenance and we've been caught out by that?
Generators put a lot of effort into scheduling their outages throughout the year, and they absolutely try to avoid times like winter when we're going to need all of the generation available that we can.
But they're doing scheduled maintenance, Chantal, just if we can get to the chase here. They're doing scheduled maintenance during autumn, and because you don't have full supply online, people are going to have to turn some appliances off and hunker down tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Well, all generators have to take outages to be able to maintain their plant, and it would be typically better to take the outage before winter. So we are seeing this cold weather come through. Generators have done a lot of work today to look at everything they can bring back. There is some generation coming back from early outage. So generators are doing absolutely everything they can to make sure we've got enough power in the system for tomorrow morning.
Who's offline for maintenance? Which companies?
I'm not able to provide that information to you.
Okay. So shedding non-essential load, what's that going to look like?
So we will work with lines companies to, as a last resort, switch off power to locations for a short period of time. As I said, we've been looking to bring as much generation in as possible. We would activate the controlled load, like hot water heaters, to reduce demand first, and industrial customers are also reducing their electricity use. So any other reduction in supply would be at a last resort and would be for a short period of time.
Chantal, how do you reckon this bodes when we've got a crisis situation and it's only autumn and we're staring down the barrel of winter? Can you guarantee that it's not going to happen all through the colder months?
No power system can absolutely guarantee supply. But as we've seen today, you know, when industry comes together, we can make sure that there is enough in the system.